So I do have Mike Lindell news. So Mike Lindell, Mike Lindell has pulled advertising from Fox because apparently, and he has spent millions of dollars on Fox advertising.
This is huge.
It's pretty big. And the reason is because apparently the latest, whatever his new ad that he wanted to post or to, you know, to have on Fox News, it included stuff about the action LA being Olin's day. And Fox doesn't want to air anything about the action LA being Olin's day. So they said no to the ad. And so Mike Lindell said, all right, then I'm just going to not have any ads on your station. Thank you. Goodbye. And that's that.
Well, you know, you got to give him credit for having standards. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean, he stands his ground.
Yeah, you got it. I give him lots of credit for that. Good for him. Yeah, somebody said he puts his money where his mouth is. He does. He spent a crap load of money there. And he's like, you know what? If you're not going to play my crap, then screw you.
Yeah.
I'll do my own thing. Well, good for him.
I know. Yeah. So, you know, just one more reason to think about maybe today being the day that you finally order something from MyPillow.
Yeah.
Because this month right now, they've got their $39.99 special on a set of six towels. The towels are our favorite thing. Because they have that whole scratchy, scrubby, but yet soft technology.
It's absorbent-y. It's very absorbent-y.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what? If he's not able to put his stuff out there to market as well as he used to market. So it's really important that we as conservatives support him. If you believe in him and believe in his business and believe in what he believes in. And believe in conservatism and believe in free market ideals. So support him, y'all. I mean, it's really important that we support him. He doesn't have the avenues that everybody else has. He's been shut down and squelched by a ton of retail outlets.
Yeah.
And that is the truth, by so many of the big ones. And now he's like, well, I guess I got to pull out a Fox. Can you imagine?
I know. Now he's going to be like relying on people like us to get the word out.
Right.
And we're happy to do it. We also got an email from Jasper in Mississippi, he's retired from a career in public safety. And apparently, remember when I told you guys about that dream that I had where I beat up Kaylee McEnany?
Yes.
So he wrote shortly after that, and he said, your story about beating up poor Kaylee made me think of something. I haven't had a single bad nightmare, and he used to have a lot. I haven't had a single bad nightmare since I got my pillow. I've had some late for work kind of dreams, but those don't count as nightmares, believe me. I have no idea if this is related to having my pillow, but I believe it is. I'm sure that I'm more comfortable and that I'm sleeping better. So Jasper says, get yourself some pillows. And you can do that by calling 1-800-875-0513 or going to mypillow.com and use code. Where did you go?
My microphone's down here. Here's the thing, you guys. My setup today is so crazy. My computer is on top of a cooler. I'm not even kidding. I'm on a bed and my computer's on a cooler. And my daughter is like right next to me. We have two beds right next to each other. That's how like jacked this place is. It's so crazy. And I'm freezing.
So where's your mic?
My mic is down here. It's down here. It's like basically on my lap. And then
I've got this
crazy setup. It's so everything's crazy. I was like, well, Jesus, if this works this morning, it's going to be a miracle. And it worked. It worked. It's working.
Oh my gosh. Right. So, yesterday, obviously big news because Joe Biden had his press conference where he, talked all about the new masking guidelines, the fact that all federal employees are going to be required to have the vaccine. He doesn't know yet. He was asked, but he answered that he didn't know yet if he was allowed to federally mandate vaccines for everybody.
He didn't.
He
know.
Just doesn't know yet.
He doesn't know yet.
He's looking into that.
I wiped my butt. Okay. Okay.
No, it's Joe. My butt's been wiped.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Screwed that up. That's our president.
That's our president. Yeah. So, the Surgeon General, meanwhile, Vivek something or other, He is saying that even if you're vaccinated, you should really be paying attention to the potential spread to unvaccinated people, including your kids. So not only is he suggesting that if you're a vaccinated adult, that you wear a mask at home around your own kids, he is also saying vaccinated people need to go back to masking outside. And I can't. I just can't with any of this.
Hey, Gwen, what would you do if I just started wearing a mask in the house? What would you do? Would that be? She said she'd rip it off my face. That's what she would do.
Many people are mad because the CDC is basically saying, oh, yeah, there's like all this data that shows why you need to mask again, but we're just not going to show it to you yet.
What do you guys remember when it was 15 days to flatten the curve? Does anybody remember that?
Good times.
Am I the only? Yeah. I feel like I'm the only person sometimes that remembers that. And I'm like, look over here. Does anybody? Hello. Hello. Am I the only person?
And we flattened it. Slowed the curve or flattened the curve, mm-hmm. or did whatever we were supposed to do with the curve. The problem is they keep moving the goalposts. So before it was flattening the curve, we did that. Then it was like, okay, well, we've just got to keep everything locked down until we get the vaccine. Okay, we got the vaccine. Well, now we have to wait for it to be available to everybody. And now it's available to everybody.
Right.
Well, now we have to wait for something else. And I guess that something else is zero COVID, which is never going to happen, which is why this is never going to end if we keep allowing them to tell us what to do.
Yeah, because, and then, you know, it's like, I don't know, once they feel like they have hit the goalpost for COVID, then they'll move on to the next thing. Then it's going to be like, we want to make sure that nobody ever has the flu again. We want to make sure
nobody monkeypox.
Right. We want to make sure that nobody ever gets sick ever again. Ever again. Nobody can ever get a virus ever.
This is nuts.
Everybody's lost their minds.
It's out of control. I mean, it's absolutely out of control. In the LA County school system, it gets even worse. So LA County schools, public schools there, are requiring vaccinated and unvaccinated kids to be tested weekly. They're going to be tested for COVID every single week, whether they've been vaccinated or not.
California.
It's insane.
You crazy.
Oh my God.
You a bunch of crazy people.
What? I can't.
Yeah.
And then Dan Crenshaw, he put out this big tweet thread about how the data that the CDC is using to make this mask decision is a study from India with AstraZeneca, which we don't even use here.
Right.
So I don't even know why they're jumping on this data as if it's the end all be all. They're saying now they're going to release more data today or maybe this weekend. But so far, they're like making all these giant decisions and saying, but the data and the science, and not ponying up any of it. So people are all mad about how not transparent they are. It's a big fat mess.
Mark, I have to point out that there's somebody watching us right now from Iraq.
Hi.
God bless you. I'm from Iraq. I love America and the nice American people. Greetings to you ladies, Deez and Mock. Well,
oh
welcome.
My gosh.
Welcome
that's
to our
so
I,
cool.
I know. Welcome to our show. I think that's very, very sweet. We have a listener and a watcher from Iraq. Who would have thought?
Wow.
I know. Who would have
people
thought,
just they're from all over, man. It's so
I know,
crazy.
Yeah.
Only reason that we can get up this early and look remotely halfway decent is because of GenuCell.
That's right.
That's the only reason, you guys.
Right,
and they have amazing fluff butter technology.
It is.
I think we've mentioned it. The fluff butter. There's also plant cell stem cell technology in there.
Plants,
blah, blah, blah.
Plant cell.
It's
whatever.
Fluff butter.
It is all about the
and
fluff
that
butter.
Is specifically in their XV cream, which you should absolutely try, their GenuCell XV wrinkle treatment. But right now, I do not know how long this special that they're running is going to last. So now is the time that you want to jump on it, because if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks, lovegenucell.com/chicks, it's going to show you the different packages that they have. And if you buy any package, doesn't matter which one, 50% off if you use that specific website. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Yeah.
If you stock up.
If you've been hesitating and you just want to try them, do it now. It's like such a great deal to get 50% off. And y'all, I'm being serious. Like, I've noticed a huge difference. And I also use like they have like a jawline thing. I have like the saggy sags because I'm getting older. It's just, and I don't put any of that crap in my face. You know what I mean?
The injections, you mean?
I don't do any of the stuff, you know, right? I don't do that stuff. So
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm probably going to like look like a leather bag at some point, but anyways, this stuff has helped like tremendously. So I'm just putting it out there. You know, it's good stuff. It really is.
Yeah.
Good. It's like liquid gold.
My favorite is the spa package, because that has like this really good cleanser, the toner that I like. But all of their products are amazing. No matter which package you choose, you're going to walk away with like a basket full of awesome and Fluff Better technology. So lovegenucell.com/chicks. That's where you want to go. Check out the packages. Choose one. You're going to thank us. We promise. What else? There's so much stuff going on with the COVID stuff that I don't want to forget anything. What was the other? Because I know, like for the show today, I'm going to be playing sound from when Peter Ducey asked at the very end of Joe Biden's presser. He was like, why should people trust you? You said like 2 months ago that vaccinated people will never have to mask up. And Joe Biden yelled. You know how he does? Like he gets really mad and snippy.
Right.
So he did that. He yelled back at Peter Ducey and just said, well, that was true then. But this Delta variant changes everything. And
yeah, you know, he yelled. This is what old people do when they start, you know, losing their faculties. What am I wrong?
No.
I'm not wrong about that. They start losing their mind. They start freaking out. He loses his temper. He loses his temper. And he starts screaming things about wiping his butt. this is what our president's doing, you guys.
And then they also said that he wants to basically somehow make it a mandate of some sort that people who are now going to get vaccinated, like if you haven't been vaccinated yet and you want to get vaccinated now, you're going to get $100. So all the people that are waiting to get vaccinated, now there's a financial incentive.
I get $100 if I can get vaccinated?
You can get $100. Yeah.
Wow. $100. Wow. that's a lot of money. You know what I mean?
So I'm saying, well, that's the thing. He wants everybody that now gets it to get a $100 reward, and it would be paid for using the funds from the COVID-19, whatever,
yeah, so
the
rescue plan or whatever. I'd pay myself to get the vaccine.
Right.
Is that what he's saying? Mm. So that's the incentive. So I'm basically paying for myself. I'm paying $100 to myself to get the
vaccine. $100.
To get $100. I'm paying myself to get $100. I'm paying $100.
Right.
I'm writing myself a $100 check to go and put that crap in my arm. That's what I'm doing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just supposed to feel like a reward.
Oh, because it feels, because it's all about the feels. The feels.
Right.
I see. Okay. All right.
Let's see. So there's that. And then he's asking all employers, small, medium-sized employers, to give people paid leave in order to get themselves and or their family members vaccinated. So, I mean, I got mine on a Saturday. I don't know why anybody would need time off from work to get a shot, but they are trying to incentivize this in any possible way that they can.
Right. You can also go on your lunch hour if you want to go on your lunch hour. Right. People go, you know, you can like go at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of places will still, you see what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of places you can still go do that. Yeah. But
I mean, it's
but
just
listen, any excuse not to work these days, people are going to. I mean, let's incentivize people not to work. That's the Democrat way. let's do that.
Thank you, Christy H. Christy sent a super sticker and said, I'm surprised he hasn't yelled at someone to get off his lawn yet. It's coming. And he might as well. I mean, that sounds like what he's doing every time, right?
Priscilla said she's going to need August off. I feel like I'm with you, Priscilla. I feel like that would be great if we could all just take August off. Can somebody just pay me to take that off? That would be great.
Or what if you just started saying, $100 isn't going to cut it. I'll get vaccinated for $1,000.
Yeah. I'll take vaccinations for $1 million, please, Bob. Thanks.
So your governor already last night, I mean, after yesterday, your governor in Texas, Governor Abbott, already signed a new executive order saying there will not be any mask mandates and there will not be any vaccine mandates. So I don't know if that's a thing that he can do, but he did it. And so we'll see, because he had another order about doing stuff to. Wait a minute.
That's He's getting, it's like DeSantis balls are creeping into Texas. It's like, they're so big that they're just like overlapping. It's like all the way from Florida. They're just overlapping into Texas. It's like, he's like, listen, And my balls are so big, Abbott. Can you hold some of my balls over there in Texas? And Abbott's like, yeah, I'll hold some of your balls. I got them. I got you. I got you, boo. So he's holding some of his, he's holding some of his balls for DeSantis. He's like, thanks.
He's like, I've got the extra weight. I've got it.
Right.
Yeah. But so, but he also has this other executive order about pulling over migrants, and he's trying to take care of the border in Texas since the federal government has absolutely no interest in doing that.
Right.
And so apparently one of the executive orders he signed, Merrick Garland, attorney general, is saying, I'm going to sue you now. I'm going to sue Texas for doing that because that poses a danger of some sort. None of it makes any sense. It's going back. It's going around and around and around. Texas is only doing that because the federal government isn't doing their job. So does he get to sue Merrick Garland for not doing the job of protecting the border in the first place? This is so insane.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not trying to, you know, I drive around Texas, and like, if you go south, you know, you don't even need to go south in Texas, but you just kind of drive around. You think to yourself, okay, well, if I go into a restaurant or whatever, I could be encountered by a bunch of migrants who have COVID at any time. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, that's not even, people will say that's racist, Daisy. That's completely racist. You know, people will say that. Liberals would say that to me. But at the same time, it's like, then they turn around and tell me that I got to mask up in my house for my kid. And it's like, okay, well, tell that person over there that just jumped the border, that's sitting in a restaurant in my town, that they need to do that. Or better yet, don't jump my border. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, this is, don't break into my country and put my kid in jeopardy and put me in jeopardy. You know what I mean? If you feel so, or put you in jeopardy if you feel so strongly about it. So the double standard is so whack right now. And it is pretty, it's so prevalent in my state, and it drives me crazy. And I'm so glad that Abbott is like, we're not going to do that. But somebody needs to take care of it. I can't believe this administration is not doing jack squat for the border. They need to close it. They need to just close the border. I don't understand why that won't happen. I don't understand.
Well, it's interesting because it is like, if you go to the actual border, the entry points, it is closed for the most part.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's what's even dumber about it, is that they're actually closing it off to people who are trying to get here in the right way while they let in all the people who are not.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But you hear what I'm saying. But they need to make it loud and clear that you are not allowed to come in here if you are, especially if you are, you know, sick.
Yeah.
And they're just allowing it to happen. They're just allowing these people to pour over the border. It's crazy.
Well, the chick that fills in for Jen Psaki, that Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Hey, Psaki.
I'm probably not even saying Corinne's name right. I don't know. But she's that little black chick that fills in for Jen Psaki. She's super cute. And in some ways, I think she's better than Psaki. In other ways, she's absolutely useless. She really relies on reading things in order to answer questions. And so, of course, I think it was Peter Ducey who asked yesterday about how can you even do all these mask mandates, these vaccine mandates, when we've got all these migrants coming? How do you square those two things happening at the same time? And she basically said, well, as soon as the migrants cross, we give them PPE. So she basically said, we're handing them a disposable mask and then we send them on their way. So that somehow that is acceptable in terms of fighting COVID.
Well, because these people think that masks actually work. I mean, they're under the impression that, you know, I guess maybe even if you have COVID, if you have that face diaper on your face, then you're fine and everything's going to be fine. You're good. This is how delusional these people are, right?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, there's apparently an agreement being reached about a $1 trillion infrastructure deal. So Kristen Sinema and Mitt Romney and like other Democrats they've come together in a bipartisan way to get this gigantic new bunch of spending passed. And so, you know, whenever there can be agreement with Republicans and Democrats, it's like a freaking miracle. So they were proud and they were like, I think this is going to work. We're ironing out some details, but we're really close. And so the AOC and Cori Bush came out to say that this is unacceptable because there are no people of color on that committee. And so now they even said like hashtag negotiations so white. And then Cori Bush said that the people that are working on this deal look like attendees of a Kid Rock concert. So now you can't even have a bipartisan committee and not be racist. It's what, insane.
Well, wait a second. So what okay. So what if it had, what would have made them happy? So like, is there a criteria now for a committee? Like it has to be like one black person, one white person, one Hispanic person. Is that like, is that what they're saying? I mean, this is what I'm trying to understand. And what,
I guess.
And what concert does that look like? What concert is that?
It's just, it's so, they're bringing race into absolutely everything.
Yeah. And why does it have to look like a concert? It's a committee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a small committee.
And furthermore, I'd like to know what Kid Rock has to say about that. He's like, why do you got to bring me into this?
That almost sounds like something this guy would say.
He's like, ba with to ba, ba with to ba, ba with to ba.
I thought you were going to say, why you got to bring me into
why
this?
Why do you got to bring me into this? Ba with to ba. That's I mean, it's just so, these people are ridiculous. And this is the thing. What, 20 years ago, if somebody would have said that, we all would have looked at that person and been like, what?
What in the
go
world?
Away. Yeah. Go away. Quit whining. We're getting work done. We're getting work done. This is what we do. We get work done. Oh my God.
Hey, it's the chicks here. Mock and Daisy coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting
totally
old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Also, as I told you before we went live, fonts are now racist, which I was very unaware of. So my bad for not understanding that fonts can be so offensive. The World Archery Association has posted a congratulatory tweet for the South Korean women's team because they are apparently very, very good at archery.
Yes.
And so the problem was, is that they posted a photo of one of the chicks, you know, like in mid-arch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so they put her name underneath her picture in a font that that Reuters has said is extremely offensive. And so I'm going to show it to you. This is the font. It kind of looks like a Chinese restaurant font.
Yeah, it is. It's just like a Chinese restaurant font.
And I
it's
think like that they were trying to be, I think they were just trying to honor her and they were congratulating her, but Reuters freaked out and everybody's saying that's super offensive to have that kind of lettering.
It's like every time you go to a Chinese restaurant, you see Egg Foo Young or something. It's in that font.
It's in that
and
font.
So the next time you go into the restaurant, you'd be like, this is completely racist. This is right.
We need to start telling all the owners of those restaurants that they need to stop using that font.
Right. And you know what else is racist? The little cat, you know, the cat on the counter. You know what I'm talking about? The cat, you know, that cat.
It's very racist.
Yeah. The cat is racist. Yeah.
So I think we need to start going into the Chinese restaurants and telling them how to run their businesses and what fonts they can use because how dare they?
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So I feel sorry for all these offended people.
Do you hear that Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney and it's like a huge, big, fat deal?
I did not. Why would she? Well, I mean, she needs more money. God bless her.
I mean, she only made $20 million off of this Black Widow movie. And she's suing them because of the way they released it to stream online prevents her from getting like a cut of box office. And so Disney is, they're being mean right back to her. They're like, this is so ridiculous. We have totally honored our contract, and she is so awful to not consider the fact that we kind of had a year that has had, that has forced us to think of creative new ways to release our movies. I don't know if she's noticed that this has been like a COVID-y kind of year.
No.
And so they were like, we think it's pretty tone deaf on her part to not be thinking about that. And we've already paid her $20 million and she's going to continue to make more from the streaming service. But she's saying, not enough. I'm going to sue you for $50
million. So she wants 50. Is that what she wants? She wants 50 million.
50 more.
On top of the 20.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
She's worth like, what is she worth? She's already worth, I think, like what, hundreds of millions, or at least $100 million, over $100 million. Like, you know, Obama needs to call her up on the phone and be like, at some point you've made enough money. Right?
Right.
I mean, at what point is that, Scarlett? At what point? And I thought these people were socialists.
Well, not so much. I mean, well, I guess maybe for you could argue that she is. She's socialist. She is, when it comes to herself, it's not okay.
It's like, gimme, 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 gimme.
Right. But I mean, she's going to vote for policies that are very, very socialist.
That we suffer.
Don't you see?
Yeah. What a piece of crap.
I know. I have two talks. One about Mayor Beetlejuice, who was asked recently to confirm that she does think that 99% of the criticism she gets is about her race. And there's
not
a guy
at all about her stupidity. No.
Right. So there's a guy that on TikTok, they call it stitching, I think, or duetting. I forget. There's a way that he basically starts, he shares her video and then responds to it. So that's what's happening here.
Do you really believe that the criticism of you is 99.9% based on the fact that you're a Black woman?
That's my personal opinion, sir. You don't have a right to criticize my personal opinion.
First of all, you absolutely deserve to be criticized for the opinions you have, especially when you're saying idiot things that are rooted in delusion. You are the mayor of a big city in Illinois. And so when you say stupid things, you deserve to be criticized for saying those stupid things. You literally said that 99% of the criticism that you receive is because of the fact that you're a Black person and you're gay. That's stupid. That's delusional. When you say things like that and you believe it, that's due to a mental illness. It's not due to, oh, it's just an opinion. No, you are the mayor of a big city. But you know what? I don't even blame you. I blame Chicagoans who are dumb enough to vote for you.
Amen.
God, that is so true.
Right?
True that. Yeah.
How does she say, I get to say things that are my opinion, but you don't get to criticize those things?
Right.
That's not that's how that works.
Because that's your opinion. wait, logic? I don't.
All right. Is it time?
That's it? Is it? There's no more?
Oh, no. I didn't have very many today.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. You guys. I could have gone.
It was a slow TikTok day.
I could have gone a little bit longer today because I'm sitting in this horrible, horrible Airbnb.
Well, I mean,
it's okay. It's fine. It's totally. It's totally fine. It's fine. We're freezing. It's fine. You guys send help. And socks. You guys send
socks. Get under your covers.
Okay. That's my daughter waving goodbye. Bring it in, you guys. Bring it in. I know, it doesn't keep me warm. You guys have a great Friday. And it's Friday, right?
It's Friday
today.
So yeah, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday.
Inflation is going to stick around for years, and we're renaming Asian carp and gypsy moth so people don't get offended. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news and plenty of laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.